Cloud Above by Olivia Butterworth. Up above the chaos of the village below, on a cloud as if sitting on a pillow, was the spirit of a mayor who once had power over all that's happened. Before, he was a ruler of all activity, but now he could nothing but listen to the wails and screams of sacrifice. After another day of sacrifices, in the dark and loneliness of night, a leaf drifted down from above the seat of cloud. As it was soon to be winter, the leaf was waited for on land, but as it was cold and out of sight, the cloud would quite do for a short while. Just as the leaf was settling down for the evening, a splash of water tickled down his arm. He looked up and noticed that although he looked undefeated, dressed in a cloak of gold and had a sword and shield dug into each arm, the spirit he had buried himself under was crying. "Why are you crying?" the leaf said. "You have quite drenched me. Before I became a seeker of death, I lived a happy life of the mayor. Each day I would enjoy the times I had with my neighbour or a friend, and not really think about everyone else. I now see a poor family whose wealth got lost last year in a battle. They have no money to buy matches to light a fire. Leaf, leaf, kind green leaf, do as I command. I take a piece of cloud, and now it is in your hands to get this safely over to warm the house of the unfortunate family." "Spirit, I am waited for on land, but I may stay one more night. Thank you, dear leaf. Now go on your way, but be sure to come back." The leaf towered over staggering temples, swooped around sharp corners, and finally arrived at the home of the family. Inside an oak door sat the family on the floor attempting to light a candle with the used match. He dropped the cloud inside the ring the floor had created and then flew out the front door. He had politely shut, keeping the remaining heat they had. Another day passed without a hazard standing in their way, until that evening when the leaf was just setting off to join his fellow leaf companions. "Leaf, leaf, kind green leaf, do as I command. Won't you stay with me just one night longer? I'm waited for on land, but I suppose it won't do too much harm to stay with you just one more night. Deep into the village, an old lady is being surrounded by equipped men. My senses tell me that they suspect she is the murderer of King Mando. Take the metal from my sword and let her use it as a distraction." And so the leaf went on his journey to protect the old lady from any danger she might be in. As the sun rose the next morning, the leaf remarked, "I wish you good will, dear spirit. I'm going to land to meet with fellow leaves, but I'm sure to be back on occasional visits sometime in our near future. Leaf, leaf, kind green leaf, won't you just stay with me one night longer? I will do as you please, but as I am waited for on land, I'll be setting off earlier in the morning. My shield is no use to me up in the clouds. I wish for you to take it from me and give it a purpose. I see inside a hut, not too far away, there lives a family in darkness. This family could not see, and I'm so wealthy because I have you here, that the light reflecting from my sword will do them well. Go, leaf, do as I command." And so the shield was taken with great pleasure. Early the next morning, as was said, the leaf woke and planned to set off to enjoy winter, but this could not be done. They were no longer drifting peacefully above. Instead, they were on the hard concrete ground with many viewers assembling around them. At the front of the crowd stood the mayor, not looking so pleased himself. This moment of surprise could only be shared by the leaf himself, as the spirit was no longer there. He may be sat in the clouds, but no longer visible, as no one was there to see him.
From then on, he was remembered by everyone, and everyone felt warm every time as if he was making it happen.
In the morning, she woke up incredibly early so she could have a head start. She ate her sandwich as fast as she could. When she got outside, she headed towards the rich people's houses. Carefully, she knocked on the door of the Adams family. They opened the door awfully slowly, which wasted most of her time. Finally, they came outside and asked her why she had come to them. "I've come here to ask you if you would kindly give me a generous amount of money to give to the poor. They will be able to buy items they need but do not have," Veronica nervously replied. "We would be happy to help the poor. They do deserve some money as they have been sitting on the streets for over a year now," they responded. They gave Veronica a generous amount of money to give to the poor. Veronica proceeded to the rich people to ask for some money. In the evening, she said, sailed to the Statue of Liberty and told her that her first job was done. They made a second plan to help the rich and poor. The next day, she repeated her morning routine and started the next plan. She dashed out across the streets and gave the money to the poor. "The rich has kindly given some of their money to you," Veronica replied. The poor were filled with pride and joy. "Young lady, could you thank the rich for us? We would be even more grateful," exclaimed an old man. Veronica replied, "Of course I will tell them thank you, and I will specifically tell them those thanks from you. I promise." So she did what she promised to the poor. Veronica quickly ran to the poor and told them thanks from the poor. Firstly, she ran to the Adams family and said, "I am giving you thanks from the poor and from me as well. I am thanking you for giving me the money to give to the poor. Thank you so much." She was so thankful, she said it so quickly. At least they understood her. "We were honoured to help some of the poor, because some of them were our family and friends. We would do anything to help them." The Adams family were a very nice family. Now she had to go to the other rich people that gave her money for the poor. She had to do it quickly, because she still needed time to meet the Statue of Liberty. She managed to get her to her quick enough. She told the statue that she had finished her second job. Consequently, they made the last plan. They worked through it over and over again. This was the final step. They got through it eventually. For the third time this week, she had to repeat her morning routine. She was starting to get used to it. Once she finished her routine, she dashed outside and headed back to the poor. This time, she was going to tell them not to buy items that could kill you. Otherwise, they give them money for nothing, and they would be poor again. She insisted on getting a job and a house first, so they could earn money from the job and have somewhere to sleep. They did as she said. While they were doing it, she was wondering if her mother was worried about her. She hadn't seen her mother in 3 days. She woke up so early and came home so late. After a while, she looked back at the poor and saw that somehow they bought a house so quickly. She was really impressed and shocked. Veronica looked at her watch and remembered that she had to see the statue. She ran as quickly as she could, as her motorboat could take her. Once she got there, she sailed as fast as the waves could take her. She got there just in time. The statue was waiting. She told the statue the most exciting news. She had finished the final step. They were so happy that the statue cried with joy. Veronica said, "I need to get home, otherwise my mother will be worried." The statue let her go. Once Veronica got home, she saw that her mother was in the kitchen. She ran up to her and hugged her. She was very upset. She was leaving in the morning very early. She helped her mother tidy up and her mother packed Veronica's bag. They were going to tidy up in one night. Veronica promised her mother that she would come and visit again after about 3 hours Veronica had to go. She got on her plane on time and saw the most beautiful view of the statue. Tears fell down her cheeks as she flew home. She was happy to go back to London, but she would miss her mother and the statue. She missed her mother the most. The end.